October 11th, a give rich strategy. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, CSV. A generous person will be enriched, and the one who gives a drink of water will receive water. I know, another clickbait title, but as always, there's a grain of truth to the title of this devotional. The generous person will be enriched. Our minds tend to run straight to money when we see a verse like this one. And yes, there's a principle that's in play that pertains to money. Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. Paul wrote that we reap in life as a direct result of what we sow. In fact, Paul said in Galatians 6 that God's not mocked, whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. Does this principle apply to financial sowing? Short answer, yes. But does this principle of sowing and reaping apply to other areas of our lives as well? Again, the answer is yes. This verse says the generous person will be enriched, and generosity can apply to other areas besides financial. The generous person can be generous with their time and with their help. This is the person who is willing to give of their time and resources to others. A man in a German concentration camp noticed that the prisoners who thrived best in that toxic, negative environment were the ones who were willing to share their food and help their fellow prisoners. The prisoners who were consumed with their own survival suffered the most. It's the generous person who will be enriched. The people pursuing their own happiness are the least happy as compared to those who invest in others. God established the principle from the foundation of the world. There is sowing and reaping. Sow a little, reap a little. Sow a lot, reap a lot. There's something about having a generous spirit that opens up our world. And we see the principle repeated in the second part of the verse. The one who gives water will receive water. This is not a chicken or the egg question. God's principle is not reaping then sowing, it's sowing then reaping. We must plant some seeds if we want to reap a harvest. Application. So a great question we all have to answer for ourselves is, in what areas of my life do I want to see a greater harvest? When we have determined the answer, then we start sowing seeds in those areas. Do you want more friends? Then befriend someone. Reach out and bless the people around you. Do you need someone you can talk with? Sow seeds of listening to people in your life. And by the way, that's a sure way to gain friends. Everyone loves someone who's interested in them and listens. And here's a fun one. Do you want more time? Then sow time in serving and blessing God's kingdom. Sow time in fellowship with the Lord. Remember, God is not mocked. What you sow, you will reap. As you spend time with Him, He will bless your remaining time. There's no downside to becoming a generous person. Prayer. Lord, help me break out from my limited self and become the generous person who enriches others and gives.